Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
This column was written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. The title of the column is The Problem of Scattered Assets, Some New, Some Old. And here's what Jim has to say about the subject. One of the joys of my career has been opportunities to wander through many different pulp and paper mills and see the many alternative approaches people have taken to solving essentially the same problems. As a matter of integrity and reputation, however, I have to be careful about discussing what I have seen, for I have seldom found anyone anxious to have their good or bad problem solutions broadcast to the world. So, being mindful not to betray any trusts, I want to discuss carefully something I have seen and found disturbing, while being discreet about it. Over the years, I've had the privilege in the course of my daily business to visit a number of major mill sites which were once part of one large pulp and paper company. These sites are widely scattered geographically, and none of the sites of which I speak has remained with the company that acquired the former, now defunct, company. With all that lengthy preamble, let me get to the point. Each of these sites has a remarkable and identical set of characteristics. Most of the plant and equipment is in fairly poor condition, with the exception of one unit operations area which is bright, shiny, new, and these days often shut down. Let me be clear, the bright, shiny, new areas at each of these sites are not the same. On one side it may be a boiler, on another a beach plant, but the pattern is the same. It is just weird to see this pattern across so many mills.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Now, in general, it is not my purpose here to criticize the management of operations, financial and technical, that made such an unusual set of decisions. After all, it is one thing to make decisions on the run versus having the advantage of hindsight, and I want to credit them with that handicap. There is an observation and learning here beyond the obviously easy criticism, though. And the observation is this. If all these new unit ops had been built on one carefully selected site, they would today compose one nearly brand new in paper mill years, fully integrated pulp and paper mill. As it stands, they're scattered among a myriad of sites that are barely competitive. One invoice printer could be spinning quite efficiently instead of a number of invoice printers barely sputtering. Something in the culture and decision-making process of the defunct company prevented this from being seen at the time of these capital expenditures. From a wealth destruction point of view, the fine components are worth but a tiny fraction of what they would have been worth if they had been agglomerated on one attractive site. The whole situation, taken from the perspective of today, is obviously such a waste. There is a lesson here for all of us, an opportunity for a critical self-examination of how large decisions are made. For safety this week, I would urge you to review the safety records of your department for the past 3 or 4 years. Do you see any patterns that have not been addressed? Fix them now, please. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.